downtown square in Farmersville was lined with patriotic symbols as young and old came out to honor their hometown son, Audie Murphy. It was 68 years ago that Freedom Plaza was filled with people to welcome him home after World War II and receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor. Under cloudy skies, a crowd of about 500 people listened closely and cheered as Nadine Loki, Audie Murphy's sister, accepted the Texas Legislative Medal of Honor for her brother. Before the ceremony, Miss Loki said that her brother loved his country and his family, but would not have loved the attention.
He wasn't much on stuff like this, but they did a lot of it for him while he was alive and a lot since he's been gone. He would be shy. He was shy like that.
Farmersville Mayor Joe Helmsberger was first to speak about not only the love of their hometown hero, but all that have served.
We honor not only Audie, but all of our veterans, reservists, and active duty personnel annually on Audie Murphy Day around the 21st of June every year. Farmersville is incredibly proud of our hometown hero, and we are grateful to have all of you here to share this special day with us. Thank you so much.
Collin County Judge Keith Self led the ceremony by introducing each guest speaker. He also read the actions of why Audie Murphy received the Medal of Honor.
Company B came under attack by 6 German tanks and 250 German infantrymen. Lieutenant Murphy ordered his troops, whose effective strength had been reduced by 40%, to fall back. He remained forward, continued to direct Allied artillery fire by telephone. When the German tanks drew abreast of his position, he mounted a burning tank destroyer, and though exposed to fire on 3 sides, employed its machine gun against the enemy, causing the German infantry to waver and the tanks to fall back. He continued to hold his ground in the firefight for an hour, wiping out a German squad that had reached within 10 yards of his position. When his ammunition was exhausted, he made his way back to his company, refused medical treatment for a leg wound, and led his men in a successful counterattack, enabling the unit to save the woods that had been the Germans' objective.
Guest speaker and state representative for the area, Scott Turner, one of the authors of the bill that awarded Audie Murphy for the Texas Legislative Medal of Honor, was on hand.
Today we are reaffirming our commitment, although long overdue, to our most highly decorated World War II combat soldier, Audie L. Murphy.
Governor Rick Perry presented the award to Miss Loki on behalf of her brother.
You got to think that this award was custom made for Audie Murphy. To his friends and family here, Miss Nadine in particular, please know that I don't know how we would be any more proud of our favorite son, Audie Murphy.
It was Miss Loki that stole the show, thanking the crowd and showing her appreciation.
Thank everybody for coming out. This weather is looking bad. We need the rain. And I want to thank everybody that came. Some came from a long ways. I love living in America. I'm thankful to God we're still free to do what we want to. Even young people have an opportunity to be something. Make your mind up what you want to do and stick with it and go for it. And for every man and woman that puts on a uniform for the United States is a hero to me. I've always heard it said that you're not really dead until you're forgotten. Hey, is America great or what?
With KETR News, I'm Matthew Middleton.